Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Alicia McEwen.
I'm sorry, if you could please repeat.
Alicia McEwen.
Okay, you're spelling your name for me?
Yes.
Okay, and please spell that again for me.
Uh-huh. It's McEwen.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And please provide your first name.
Alicia, Lisha.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And if you'd also please provide your zip code.
48624.
Okay, thank you.
What is the name of this company?
We're a call center. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies.
For what, though? Do you know? Well, what I'm doing is I got this number off my charge, and it's for like $59, and I want to cancel it, and I'm trying to figure out what it is that's being charged.
Okay, yeah, we have to access information from our database to be able to further assist
okay.
and confirm what the charge is regarding.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that I can further assist, if you could please verify your address for security purposes.
3893 Pratt Lake Road, Pratt, Gladwin, Michigan, 48624.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I have gotten an account located that shows, it does show your name in the profile there. And it shows your address as the shipping and mailing address. You're calling us about the Bites Hub Meal app is what it is.
What is it called?
It's called the Bites Hub app. It is a meal app.
Okay.
That provides you with recipe plans and meal guides that helps you to eat and feel better. It's the result of a survey that was completed on
yep.
April 15th. Where
yep,
it shows
I was doing
the
survey, and all of a sudden it just flicked in there. So I'd like
okay.
to cancel that, whatever it is.
It is a monthly subscription. It does help you to count calories. I'd be happy to offer a $20 discount off the subscription if you wanted to change your mind.
No, thank you, hon.
All right, that cancellation is effective today. Cancels all future charges, and I have the confirmation number.
And I will get refunded at 59 also?
Let me take a look at when the days that have transpired here. Let's see, that was just done.
The 10th.
Excuse me, let me get over to. It looks like it was done on the 15th. I did just say the date, but I need to look back at the count here. All right, so this was done April the 15th, and which was exactly a week ago. We're
mm-hmm.
able to provide a courtesy refund there based on the age of the...
How long did you have before you had to cancel?
You can probably do that at any time.
I mean, before you got your money back. Did you have, like, 30 days? Did you have, like, 10 days or something? You know what I'm saying? Once it went on your phone.
Yes, it didn't have a trial. This one doesn't have a trial period with it.
Okay.
Let's see. Probably if you'd contact us within the first 7 days, you would have just had to pay the setup fee. But
so right now, point, I don't have to pay nothing then?
No, ma'am. What I'm able to refund is a 75% refund.
Why not all of them?
Because it was a week ago. It was exactly a week ago. Last Friday was the 15th.
Yeah, don't understand. I haven't even got anything from it.
Now, we don't assist with the item that was offered with when you completed the survey. We assist with what's in the terms and conditions. That's what you were billed for, that $59.89. You will need to go back to your original email for information regarding the mixer.
I have got no email whatsoever. That's why I'm saying when I looked at my account, I was like, okay, where'd this come from? Because you're doing the survey for T-Fall pans for $1, and all of a sudden it jumped this in, and you were charged for that without even having to do anything. Just grabbed it and ran.
Okay, well, for the information that I hear from customers, information does come to the email, and there are terms that are on the page. We are a 24/7 call center, but
how much are you saying I'm going to get back then?
With a 75% refund, it would be $44.92.
Okay, who would I have to talk to in order to get more back?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am. It would be the same amount throughout the call center.
All right, just never mind. Just give me the refund back then. Just stupid. You only got 7 days to do it. And then I just asked you how long I had. You said no amount of time.
Yes, ma'am. Because it's a week later, that's why I'm only able to refund 75% of that.
So when would I should have called? Like the day of?
Yes.
I'm saying normally you get like 30 days or else a week or two. But you're saying I barely got 7 days and I'm being charged for.
Yes, ma'am. You were charged the first day that you processed the request.
All right. I should have just called right then, looked it up. Okay, just give me my refund anyways.
Okay, so it will be $44.92. Allow me just a moment here. And I'm waiting for this to... waiting for it to process. All right, so the $44.92 has been refunded. And please allow 3 to 5 business days. You will see that reflected back to your account with no future charges. And the refund confirmation is the same as the cancel number, which is the letter R. 920-580-204.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ambie.